The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com, will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. So that's coming up in about an hour and a half. Just so you know. Just be ready.
All right, so what happened this weekend?
Well, there's a lot. First of all...
You were complaining last week about all the crap you had to deal with.
So to speak. Yeah, so, and Mar said it, I was just taking L's on Friday because I had my urologist appointment, you know, your annual. I recommend it. Anybody over 50, you should go and get your PSA checked, right? Get your prostate checked.
Mm-hmm.
You go where the sun don't shine, cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's very important.
And it's always very awkward because my doctor is a friend of mine. We play golf together.
That's very weird.
It's very weird. And literally, I pull my pants down after we talk. I pull my pants down, and he inspects my penis.
I don't think I could play golf on the regular with someone who then, does that to me.
He does. He just inspects it, and then...
In fact, I know I couldn't.
And then... He literally does. And then I turn around, he always says, put your elbows on the table, and you know. And then we're still talking golf. You know, and he's talking about his driver and his new lessons that he's getting.
Well, he just probably does that to make it less awkward at the time.
No, but then, we're sharing videos of our swing. After he goes where the sun don't shine, mm-hmm. says everything feels great. We go back to talking golf, and he pulls out his phone, and I'm looking at his swing, and then he's looking at my swing.
You need a new doctor.
I'm telling you,
it's very intimate.
And then he's like way backed up. I'm sitting in the office, and they say, Doc is 50 minutes backed up.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I'm going to be here forever. And then I get in there, and then I go, I know we can do this fast because I know you got to go. He goes, no. I always have time for golf. And so we sit out there.
Those other people can wait.
We're literally going through videos.
Yeah.
And he's telling me what his instructor was telling him. Yeah. And I was telling him what I was learning. And he was telling me his club fitter. I mean, we're doing a whole thing. Meanwhile, he's got patients out the door, out to like Rockville Pike, waiting
You're
to see
him. You're that nerd.
But anyway, that all goes fine. Then I go to the oral surgeon because I had this incredible tooth pain.
Pretty fun day.
And my dentist, Dr. Moore, the great Dr. Moore in Frederick, he says, I mean, he lives here, but his office is in Frederick. Mm-hmm. But he said, yeah, you got to go see Dr. Walker's people because.
Well, he lives in D.C.
He lives in Potomac.
Okay.
He's the one whose two daughters are tennis prodigies.
Right.
And he's got the tennis court and everything.
Yeah, it's quite a baller setup.
And he, you know, I think he used to have two practices. Now he just has one with the hillbillies. And, you know.
Yeah, he's starting to tap the brakes.
It barely works.
Right.
Guy barely
As
works.
As he should.
But, so I have to, he says, yeah, it sounds like a nerve issue.
Yeah.
So I go in there. They squeeze me in at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my tooth is killing me. I'm pounding all the Advil.
Mm-hmm.
And then
garlic,
I stayed away for a day because the garlic does help.
Yeah,
I challenge you guys. Will you guys do it just as a goof?
Garlic,
eat a little bit of garlic, and you feel the burst of the. It's like an analgesic. It's like a pain reliever that comes out.
Yeah, but I'm. I'm not really.
But I need some pain.
Yeah, first.
I just want you to experience the power of the garlic. It's amazing.
When I get pain, then maybe I'll do it.
I'll play the garlic in that.
But yeah. Anyway, I go in there. Long story.
He'd kill Dracula.
He puts the cold water on all my teeth, and then on the one tooth, no response. That means you're cooked. That means
it's dead. Dead.
It's like Valdez's tip of his finger.
It's dying.
Just dead.
And I'm like, can I do this now? Like, let's just knock this out. But they squeezed me in at the end of the day. And I know it was a Friday. They just wanted to go home. Yeah. He was like, let's do it Monday. So that's why I'm leaving today at 8 o'clock.
Right, you're doing it today.
Because
right.
I got to go. And he gave me steroid. He gave me 800 milligrams of... I've been high as a kite for 3 days, just pounding all this stuff to keep everything at bay.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I've been through that rigmarole before. That's just kind of like... That's just Friday.
That's
a normal day for me to be at the dentist, to have an issue, be at my doctor, checking my penis. I mean, it's just a normal day. And then I go to sleep Friday night, and at midnight, now my mother's not going to like me saying this, but I'm sorry. I just have to tell you what happened. At midnight, my phone rings. I went to bed early because I've been in tremendous pain, and I was, you know, pounding. The steroid, pounding the Advil and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I even added a cocktail.
Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Try to numb the pain a little bit more. And then at midnight, my phone rings. And I went to bed before everybody. I went to bed at like 9 on a Friday.
It's an early
turn. So I'm in deep REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when your mother calls at midnight, you usually think, this is not good. Why is mom waking me up?
She's not calling just to talk at midnight.
So I'm half awake. My phone's, I'm nervous because my mother's calling. I don't know what's going on. She's not going to like this. I'm sorry, Mom, but this was agony. She's screaming. Eric. She's screaming. And I'm not kidding you.
Eric.
100% of every moral... every part of my being thought that she was being murdered in cold blood. Murdered. Because also, if you remember I told you a couple months ago, like somebody was knocking on her door at 1 a.m.? Remember, didn't I tell you this on the air? Somebody was knocking on the door at 1 a.m. And then she called me in a panic. And then somebody else, and then it happened again.
I don't think you told that story.
Maybe I told it off air. So anyway.
Did she call the cops?
She did, and then. She said the cops didn't respond, but they were probably the ones knocking at the door at 4 a.m. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were the second time was probably the cops responding.
Right.
But anyway.
That's kind of strange.
That was another thing. So when she calls me and she's screaming, Eric, she's screaming.
Don't make me look dumb.
And my mother's not dumb. She's a very bright woman.
What happened?
I say, what's going on? Are you being attacked? Like, what is going on? Hey, Eric. I mean, multiply that times 1,000. Screaming. What's going on? My toilet's overflowing.
Oh, no.
My toilet's overflowing. Now, here's the thing.
Had you been at her house earlier?
No, here's the thing. No. It wasn't because of Big Duty. I know you guys are thinking about a Big Duty.
Of course.
It wasn't because of a Big Duty.
So it wasn't a dirty toilet. It was
No. I said, what? Here's the thing to set the scene. And my mom has a germ thing. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring my mom's personal issues. But she's like, she's Howie Mandel. On steroids.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. She has a germ phobia. I'm sorry. I know she doesn't want me to talk about it. So when the toilet overflows, she wants to blast off to the moon.
Right.
She just wants to die.
I can understand that.
She's screaming at me. I'm thinking she's being murdered in cold blood. And then I realize it's just the dumb toilet. And I go, Mom, stop it! It's the toilet! It's not a big deal. I said, and it's your poop anyway. And she says, there's not even poop. There's no poop.
So no one flushed
it? It's just water. It's just water.
So it didn't flush and then overflow? It just started
over. She flushed it, but probably from just going number one.
Okay. Well, there was something in there.
There's not poop.
All right. Okay.
So then it's overflowing and she goes... It's going into the hallway.
Water.
It's going into the hallway.
I might be screaming too.
She's screaming. And then I it dawns on me, she wants me to come over.
Yeah.
And clean up. She says, I can't, I'm not going to, you know, she's going to stroke out.
You have the chance to be the hero.
The last thing I want to do. I was in a dead sleep.
It wouldn't be there for an hour.
Broken tooth, dead tooth. I got pain up the, you know, I'm mm-hmm. freaking high as a kite trying to deal with the pain. So I have to go over there, drive over there at 12:30, and I had bring a mop. I got a bucket. I just grabbed a case of freaking paper towels. Mm-hmm. I grabbed like a couple of Kate's swimming towels. Sorry, Kate. I didn't know what to do. And I just, you know, I went over there. It was the mildest thing. It was clear water.
Was it still running? Overflowing when you got there?
No. It had stopped. But here is the thing. There was shards of black stuff in there, but it wasn't poop. It's tree bark. Mm. And so trees have corrupted. And apparently, I don't know anything about this. Trees corrupt your plumbing if you have the roots. It can happen in an old house. And so it's the second time this has happened at my mom's house. And like, so we got to get it resolved. So I clean it all up. And then I go, she gives me a plunger. By the way, she has the weirdest plunger ever. It's like a plunger that looks like an accordion. Have you ever seen those? It's not like an old plunger that every normal human has.
Yeah.
She has to have a weird plunger.
Yeah.
She has one that looks like an accordion.
I've actually got one of those.
More effective than the old school plunger with a wooden handle.
Put it this way, Kate.
Standard plunger.
It was effective.
That plunger stinks.
It was effective, not at all. It did nothing. Okay? So I plunge it, I clean it all up, and I finally, I'm about ready to go home. Mm-hmm. And I go, you know what? I got to pee. So I go, I'm going to go upstairs because I'll use the other bathroom. So I go up there, mm-hmm. knock out a weak urine flow.
Right.
And then hit the flush. She starts screaming again. She's screaming. Bloody murder. Because it starts overflowing again. Somehow they're connected. So my flushing the toilet upstairs made the downstairs one go berserk. So now I'm already back to square zero. Mm-hmm. What's the cliche?
Square one.
Square one.
You're back to square one.
The square one.
Yeah.
So now I got to get all new paper towels, and she's screaming, and I got to get the towels and the swimming towels and mop it all up. Takes like 2 hours. She could barely function because of all the germs everywhere. She just sees germs. All she sees is germs. Like imagine Howie Mandel. You know Howie Mandel, but he goes to hotels, he'd have to put down paper towels,
right.
towels, and all that. My mom.
No, it's crippling.
It's a crippling issue if you have it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my dear mother has this germ phobia. And it was pure hell. Eventually slept over there. And we made her pack up. She didn't even have a suitcase because my sister used her suitcase when she went to Disney World. So we put all her stuff in like trash bags. Jeez. And I just brought her to the house. And so she's staying with me, and thank God I texted Ben from Crop Metcalf.
Yeah.
They came right away.
Lifesaver.
They went over there. My brother was over there kind of managing everything, make sure everybody got in, got out. They got the roots out somewhat, but they have to go in today because they go, it's you know, your line's so corrupted that they're going to have to go in there with a backhoe and then put in new plumbing.
Mm. It's always the tiniest people that have the biggest duties.
It was not duty. It was just
it was
normal
tree
flush.
Bark. Yeah. Tree yeah. bark so, corrupted.
Yeah. No, I saw it. Believe me, it was no duty. If it was duty, I probably would have left. This is one thing I told my mom a long time ago. I love you, and I'll take care of you for the rest. You can live with me forever, but I draw the line at duty. I'm not doing any duty stuff.
So you were up until 3 a.m. on Friday.
Yes. And then drove home. I mean, it was just a nightmare. And it's just, you know, now we're in the middle of it because we got to get it all fixed.
Yes.
So that's what's
going
on.
But at least you got the professionals over there.
The professionals. And here's the best news. This is actually my mom's ahead of the curve. She saw neighbors dealing with this years ago because a lot of home insurance, shocker, doesn't cover this stuff. So she got extra insurance that covers anything that happens from the street to your house.
I have that too, and every year I look at it, I'm like, why am I paying this? It's not a lot. It's like $60 a year.
It's worth it.
It's probably worth it.
It's worth it.
In case something does blow up.
So, you know, the ball's rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, does that sound like a fun weekend? That was my weekend.
Did you at least sleep in on Saturday?
No, Sunday, you mean?
I guess Sunday, yeah. No chance your mom went to church on Sunday.
She went to church 8:45, 8 o'clock.
She prayed for a new toilet.
We had to get her up at 7.
Yeah. Smaller duties.
Yeah, we had to get up at 7 a.m. because she went to the church in Chevy Chase.
Mm.
Dina had to take that bullet because I had to take my daughter somewhere. I mean, it was a whole thing.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
So that was the weekend with the Bickles. A
lot of good
stuff.
You
know what? Took a lot of L's this weekend, Mark. Yeah. Took a lot of L's.
Hey, man, it happens.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. That's 20 years by my bad math. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.